As we shift our gears and move into a time of prayer, I'd like to prayerfully lift up some joys and concerns that have been shared with us, knowing, of course, that each of us comes to a time of prayer with our own joys and concerns on our hearts and minds. I invite you to listen to the ones I lift up now and then join me in prayer. God, hear our prayers of joy for Charles and Joanne Sissian, who celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary on May 16th. For Ethan Moyer, who celebrated his 19th birthday this past Tuesday. Steve Jarenko, who celebrated a birthday on the 21st. And Susan Hendricks, who celebrated a birthday on the 22nd. God, hear our prayers of concern for Loretta Umstead, who is battling shingles, for Joe Kovach, who had surgery this week to remove his gallbladder, which went well. We pray for him and his wife, Ruth, in the days ahead. God, as we gather together in a spirit of worship this day, we come to you with hearts overflowing, and how good it is to know that you already know who and what we hold on to this day. And even better to know that with open arms, you ask us to hand over our abundant prayers, that you might bear the load with and for us. We hold in prayer those for whom we feel deep concern, for families, for communities, for businesses, for friends, for children, for those rising to the occasion, for those digging deep for strength and perseverance. We pray for those who are waiting for answers, who are searching for hope, who are in need of your presence. God, we also lift up prayers of joy, knowing that even in the midst of tough times, you rejoice with us when there is an occasion to rejoice. You feel the excitement of good news. You celebrate when something causes us to celebrate. God, as we collectively honor Memorial Day, we remember those who sacrificed for a vision of freedom, those who left loved ones behind, those who called upon you in times of war, who prayed for peace, who invested and gave their lives to a cause greater than themselves. We think of front lines then and now, and we are humbled by the holy strength and selflessness you have placed inside human vessels. God, as we honor good and faithful saints and servants, remind us that each new day is another opportunity for all of us to be a servant, no matter where we find ourselves. Each of us, bearers of your light, carriers of your hope, agents of your peace. Guide us as we seek to move closer to you, day in and day out, as we seek peace and strength in challenging times. We pray all of these things and the silent prayers of our hearts in the name of your Son, Jesus, who was and is to come. Amen.
As you prepare to pick up now and go on with your life, as different as it may be these days, remember that just as God and Christ are one, so we too can and must be one together in this, certainly stronger as a team than by ourselves. Claim that challenge, claim that promise, and as you go forth into the world, may you do so in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of God's Holy Spirit. And as you do, may the light of God surround you. May the love of God enfold you. May the power of God protect you, and may the peace of God sustain you, now and always. Amen.